I'm Tyler.
And I'm Lindsay.
And we are TLC Coaches.
Helping couples in Act Two of their marriage.
Well, happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, August 14th, 2019. And it's just a couple days away from my 40th birthday. So, happy birthday to me. You know, this birthday, I don't know, it doesn't seem to have the anticipatory kind of value that I thought it was going to have. I remember turning 30 and thinking, oh, wow, 30. And then now I'm turning 40 this year. And I really thought when I turned 30 that 40 would be this, yeah, this banner year I turn 40. And I've said I'm turning 40 several times, and it just doesn't have, it's not that I'm delusional here and don't realize I'm turning 40. It's just that it doesn't have the, I don't know, it just doesn't have any importance to me. It doesn't have any value to me like I thought it would. It's very strange, but I attribute it to a couple different things. One, I think it's because I just don't, I've spent so long not looking old enough to be my age. And this isn't to brag. This was actually a problem for me, for a lot of the stuff I was pursuing. Oftentimes I'd be told, no, you're too young. You don't look old enough to do this. And now I'm finally catching up with my age, and I'm looking my age, and I guess I'm just so excited to be in line with an age that I look that I think I just appreciate being 40 now. There's also a part of our culture that just doesn't allow youth to be expert in certain things. And so getting up in age also means you're allowed to be an expert in certain areas. And so, especially since I deal heavily with older individuals, getting on in age is actually a benefit. It allows me to have a certain amount of credibility with them, and they are able to relate to me better. I would like to know, you know, does that mean something to you? Does someone's age actually qualify them or disqualify them for your time or your ability to hear their opinion? I think we all kind of have these biases. You know, some of us, we look to the older generation for wisdom and for, you know, the knowledge that they can pass on. And so we do look for age. And so when someone says they're an expert in something, sometimes I think we think, no, they just look too young. Well, regardless, I'm enjoying this birthday and finally becoming 40 and finally being an age where I guess I feel like my age and expertise and field, my chosen field of work, all seem to finally come into lockstep. So it's actually comforting. And so I'm excited. And I think I'm really embracing 40 as the beginning of something for me. And I hope that, that if you're listening to this, that we can dispel maybe some ageism kind of things as well, because I do work with people who are advanced in age. I do see things that I think people don't realize, just how youth and energy and all those things. It's so funny. We attribute that just to a number, but some of the most vivacious people, some of the people who I've worked with who are 80, 90 years of age, tend to be some of the most youthful in their expression. And so truly age is just a number. And youth is something that can be cultivated. I'm starting to learn that, actually, as I'm working with my son. My son really has these goals. He wakes up in the morning and he wants to go to the gym. And so he's the one rolling me out of bed. at least getting me motivated. You know, at 5:45, he wants to jump out and go to the gym or go running or, and I've noticed that the more that I just jump in there with him with enthusiasm and excitement, the more energy I seem to have. And I'm enjoying this kind of moment here, walking into 40 and feeling more energized. And it doesn't have anything to do with the food I'm eating, and it doesn't have anything to do with a diet I'm on or any kind of, you know, program, vitamin or any, in fact, I mean, true confession, I'm not even taking any vitamins right now. I think Lindsay's cringing as she listens to this. She wanted me to take these vitamins and I haven't taken them for several days and I really do need to get back on it for my health. But what I'm seeing and what I'm saying here is that the energy and this vitality of life I'm finding comes with a choice to just jump in there and engage it. And having this time with my son, exercising with him in the morning, laughing and talking and exchanging and starting my day this way, I'm noticing that I'm not fatigued. I'm noticing that I'm excited for the day. I'm noticing that I have more energy. And it really, truly, I mean, just because the fact that I know I haven't changed my diet. Sorry, Linz. I haven't changed my diet. I haven't started those vitamins. All I'm doing is waking up a little earlier and spending time with my son doing something that we're enjoying together that is dynamic and physically active. And because of that one change, I've noticed a heck of a lot more energy in my day. And I have to admit as well, I can't say it's the exercise really that much either, because we're not doing that much. Oftentimes my son, I mean, I enjoy time with my son so much and we will end up talking or listening to music. He's a classic rock fan and he will tell me history of music that I don't even know and talk to me about guitars and the things that he loves. And he gets so excited and so passionate about it. And the exchange will be so great and we'll end up with only 20 minutes to work out. And so we're really, really, it's not a heck of a lot of exercise, but that time spent together doing something dynamic, being engaged with him, and then just choosing to have that energy and that vitality has really changed my mornings. And it's really changed the rest of my day. I mean, I'm out here in Arizona. I'm a California guy. I am from the coast. And I'm living in Arizona, and currently it is 110 degrees here in Arizona. Normally, I would be passed out at this point at the end of my day, where I am just exhausted, I'm wiped. It is, in fact, I'm sitting right now in an air-conditioned car because I wanted to record this while it was still in my mind, and I'm tolerating it. Not only am I tolerating it, but I just have more energy than I normally do. And it harkens back to stuff that Lindsay's been talking about. This is the brain, using that brain of ours over our physical limitations, needs, wants, desires, wishes, urges, whatever it is. But utilizing that choice that we have, that power of choice to say, you know what? I'm choosing vitality. I'm choosing life. I'm choosing energy today. I think I have to shout out to two of my friends, Dana and Jenny, who talked about choose energy. I've used that for a long time as kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of statement, but there's truth to this, that if we're choosing this for ourselves, this energy of life, that it actually does exist there. I'm also reading a book called I'm reading a book by the author of Abundance. This current book is called Bold, and he talks about that vitality of life, this life force that we're getting more research on, but this life force that's beyond, you know, just normal energy, calorie intake that we get from food, but actually this life force that we as humans can tap into if we choose to. And I wanted to share that with you today, that this is just something that I've been enjoying. And I think there's more reasons to it than just the exercise, like I said. There's several reasons. I'm connecting with my son. We're doing something dynamic together. I'm spending time with him and listening to him be passionate about things, which always excites me. I love talking to people who are passionate about what they do. It's exciting. It's fun. It gets the energy going for yourself, for me personally. But then doing that with my son, that's extra rewarding for me as a father. And then, you know, having this morning, deciding to get up. And then because we're so tired, choosing right there at the very beginning of the day to say, I am choosing this for myself. I am taking hold of my day. And I'm not just going to roll out of bed and let the day happen to me. No, I have a plan. I have a goal. And I am choosing life today. And I know this isn't what we normally talk about, but this is what's on my mind. And I hope it meant something to you. And I can't wait for tomorrow. Can't wait to see what he has planned. And Friday, you know, I'll be starting my 40th birthday, my 40th year on this little planet of ours, choosing life with my son, with my family. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great year. You have a great day.
Hey guys, before you go, here's the deal. If you like what you've heard, please like it, share it, tell your friends, take a screenshot of it and post it. I know every podcaster asks you to do that, but there's a reason. It's because it helps us get the word out about the good that we're trying to do in the world to more people. So come on, please. Okay, bye-bye.